and again, Kansas State University Associate Professor of Political Science, Carla Martinez-Machine, talking about a $1.2 million grant that will be going towards research of the effects of the U.S. military's overseas presence. And we were talking during the break. I mean, we're talking a lot of different countries. People may not even realize. I mean, we know of the real basic areas where there's conflicts going on. We know that we have, you know, military presence, you know, Afghanistan, you know, some of those locations. But you're really talking about more global than that.
Yes, definitely. And if you actually look at a map of where the U.S. has a military presence, you'll see that it is a huge proportion of countries in the world. It's every region has a military presence. And again, most of the deployments are not invasion ones, are not conflict ones. They're there as part of the U.S.'s global readiness position. A lot of them are there to provide aid. And so we really want to distinguish the different types of deployments, right? We don't want to treat them all as being the same. Obviously, U.S. forces in Afghanistan are not the same as, like we were talking about, disaster relief in Haiti. And again, we want to really separate those cases and see how they can have different effects on public perceptions of the U.S.
You even mentioned Peru, which I had no idea that we had any military there.
Right. So that's actually some previous work that I did with one of my co-investigators on this project, Michael Flynn, and another colleague at Kansas State, Ali Stoyan. And so we looked at a specific type of deployment, which is the New Horizons or Beyond the Horizons deployment. Those are Army and Air Force. And basically, these deployments, we found them interesting. So these deployments go to countries in the Americas. And they're technically training deployments for the U.S. troops. But what they do is that they go to these countries and they do things like provide vaccinations for people, for children. They do veterinary vaccinations as well. They do things like building schools, building hospitals, doing dental work. And in a way, they're almost like a form of foreign aid. But what's interesting is that it's delivered by the military. And in the foreign aid literature, we have found that one of the problems that countries run into when giving foreign aid is a problem of attribution. So people in the recipient country might get money, might get medical care, food, whatever, but they might not know where it comes from. They might not know that it's actually coming from the U.S. They might think it's their local government or a charity or a church giving it to them. And so what we argue in this paper is that these cases in which you have uniformed military personnel providing these services actually allow the U.S. to get over that attribution problem. People clearly know who is giving them that aid. And so we do find in our research that that does seem to correlate with more positive perceptions of the U.S. and the U.S. military when people have been exposed to some of these deployments.
Which is kind of encouraging.
I
know I would be curious to know, too. I mean, obviously, we're all curious about some of the things that you come up with, but how this research will really be used.
Yes. So I think, especially from the basic science point of view, it's interesting to know what it is that shapes perceptions of major powers in the international system. We know that major powers, they don't like to just use their hard power, right, to get their way in the international system. There's also soft power influencing people in other countries to agree with them, to do what they want them to do. And a lot of it is about having people in other countries have a positive perception of the major power, in this case, the U.S. And so we really want to see what determines those perceptions, whether they're positive or negative. You were talking about anti-Americanism abroad. Well, what determines that? And does a military presence have an influence on that? And that's definitely an interesting question. The same with protest. There are a lot of people within political science studying the determinants of protest. What gets people out on the street? What do they protest about? And in this case, the anti-U.S. protest, we really want to know what's driving them and what sort of settings are they more common in.
One thing you mentioned, too, during our break, and we only have about a minute left, darn it, but you had mentioned even crime, if there's been some interesting things that you're beginning to find. I mean, you still have a lot of work to do on that, and I know there's that stereotype out there. We have military. They probably go out and party too much or cause a few issues, but you're really not finding that.
Well, so my two colleagues, the two Michaels, they've done a little bit of work on that, and they have found no real relationship between violent crime and a U.S. military presence. But we really want to look at that at the subnational level and even think about crime against U.S. military personnel, property crime. They have in some of their work found some increase in property crime. We could think about how when you have a U.S. military presence, suddenly you have a base with lots of stuff in it, people with money in it. Could that be a temptation for people to steal? What could U.S. military personnel do to prevent that? And we want to look at a little bit about that as well.
So you're really studying the gamut, it sounds like.
I know. Well, we have 3 years to do it. So.
Well, again, been a pleasure to have with us, and I'm sure you'll be visiting with us here at KMAN more in the future. Kansas State Associate Professor of Political Science, Carla Martinez-Machine. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.